To me, this is a very special time in our evening. I love when people share their thoughts. And you know, we're all a book, and we can learn from each other. We all are teaching each other, whether you realize it or not. Observation. Everybody keeps an eye on everybody else. Sometimes more than they do their own self. We're all learning from each other. And then when you can have someone come up and share their thoughts, and all we have to do is listen and take them in and accept only what feels right and let the rest go. We don't have in this little spiritual family, we don't have preaching. Don't tell anybody what they've got to do. You know, every one of us is connected to the source. So everyone knows exactly what's right for them. And I've watched this young lady, not know how many years now, but several years now. And she just can't let people know how much she loves them. And she just sees these nice things in everybody. And she loves everybody. And guess who she massages? Now, she paid me a lot of money not to tell this, but I can't resist. Professional football players. And she's only about as big as your little finger, but she gets in there and she keeps them coming back for more. Oh, she's a doll baby, and this is our Lori LaPearl.
Yeah. How are you? Well, it's such a blessing and honor to be able to share some loving thoughts with everyone here. I'm going to really talk about something that's I know everybody here, just about everybody here. There's a few people I don't know, but I know there's a lot of love buckets in the room. So me and Kimberly always call everybody love buckets. But I honestly feel like a lot of people that in their life and their walk plane here were really good at giving but not receiving. So I just want to let you know that I'm going to be used for God and for the angels tonight. And I hope that whatever you hear tonight, you can walk away just feeling a little bit of love for yourself. Let the healing come in. I can already feel the energy. I'm not sure if anybody else can, but I'm so blessed to be able to ask God to use me tonight. I've been asking when I was driving from work tonight. You know, I kind of thought I had my talk all planned out, right? And then all day long today, the angels were giving me messages. And I had like 8 hours of massage without a break. But little snacks here and there. And I always make sure I drink water and take a 30-second bathroom break. But I just felt like all day long, I felt so, every hour was like more grateful. I was more like, oh, being used, because they were showing me. What I'm going to talk about tonight is self-love. And what I'm like in the place where I see a lot of self stuff happen. And what's really amazing to me is that, you know, you think people come to me more for physical, right? And they do, like the football players and stuff like that. People that are doing professionally, you know, that's their passion, what they're doing with life. And all of some of us do it for fun too. But I just started realizing earlier, like, oh, angels, you can't do this to me. I have my talk all done already. But I'm like, just use me in any way that I can help someone out tonight. So as my day went along today, every hour, one of the doctors, I was walking out and smiling. And he's like, he knows I'm really connected. He's kind of open to it a little bit, one of the doctors. And I said, just amazes me on the right people that come to you in your life. You know, the right, like, I only see a lot of body workers here and stuff. There's never enough of us, by the way. As long as you can let the God run through you and not get through your ego, because I've seen a lot of that through my profession too. If you can let love just go right through you to the other person, not know what you might not even know, even though with all the tools you have and education on what's going on with somebody. But if you ask God and angels, please use me for whatever higher good this person needs, you will see amazing things happen by just getting out of your own way. So I feel like self-love has been something that I'm really great at giving, but my receiving button sometimes is a little stuck. So I just wanted to share some experiences I've had in my life lately, and I really feel like after this new year, you know, we say, well, we put hard things on ourselves, like, what can I do this year that I really need to do that I haven't been waiting on or not doing? And I figured, you know what, I don't think that resolutions sometimes when you come into New Year is really good for us, because I think it stresses us out, because we go a month really hard and then we feel awful because we're not following through, right? So I think it should be something loving you should change in your life. It shouldn't be anything stressful. So for me, I said to myself, okay, God, no more negative self-talk. I want to love me like I love everybody else. And I do want that for myself, because I want to raise my vibration to the limit where it's endless that I can give to people. Because I think why I'm really drawn to really share this is because I think a lot of times when we're not, our cup is empty and we want to give to our loved ones, or you want to give to somebody that is in need, we can't, because you don't have anything left in you. And I think it's important for us to really look at ourselves and say, okay, I need to be, like, you're standing your ground, right? If you're strong and you got all that energy, you know, we all sometimes eating in moderation, exercise in moderation. And I'm a fitness fanatic, but I know for me, that's for me. And I love movement, not for everybody. But I will, at the end, give you some tools that you might be open to use in your life to help you open up your self-love. So I thought, how great. And they're just simple things that you can think about each day through your walk, through your day, to see how it might help you. So what is self-love? It is desire for the highest good of the self. Expressing self-love means to recognize one's own worth and deserving, which cannot be added to or taken away from, merely choosing actions and thoughts which align with the highest good for the self. So for me, I think, and most of you probably understand that, it's like sometimes we feel like we want things in our life, but if we're really walking with God and letting him drive the car, not us, and we put our seatbelt on and we're letting him, trusting and having faith, right? That everything is for the higher good of us, that they know what's going on. So I think when Millie always says, watch your thoughts, because I feel like self-talk, what I was talking about myself, is that none of you would believe the things I say to myself. And I think many of you here would say, wow, she only knew what I was saying about myself, right? Because we're our worst critic. And I don't mean to, but I think somewhere along the line, I had been brought up around the belief of it's conceited, not good to talk about yourself, right? So for me, when someone has an ego, it's like I run like far from that. But I think it's healthy to have, we all have egos, we're on the earth plane. But I think it's healthy if you can do it knowing that we're all connected and we're all part of God. That's the ego part driven, that you want to know that you can believe, that you can do whatever you want to do. You know, it's limitless on what you can do here. So that's the part in me that I'm like, wow, what am I doing? So I asked George if I could share him tonight, because George is, most of you know George, and if you haven't, you need to get acquainted with him. But George Thorne, George, I love George. My father came in circle after like 8 years or so with use George. And I told everybody, that's the guy that my father will choose. And everyone thought I was crazy and said, you can't think that. And I was like, I know who will choose. I knew he's the same stature as George. And just, my father's a very spiritual man, even though at the time I didn't know it when he was alive. But anyways, George, I've been working with him. He's an awesome spiritual coach and counselor. And when he sits across from you, you feel like God is really loving you and talking to you. And I really feel like he's found his calling. And George would sit across from me and say, why? Why do you know? What is it about you? And I'd be like, I don't know. I don't want this for myself. I don't know why I'm getting in my own way. And you know, I'm brought up Catholic, but I'm very spiritual driven. And I believe whatever God is for you, it is God. If you hear me say God tonight, because God is for me, whatever that God is for you. But I want good things to happen in my life. So why? And after working with him and realizing that no more negative self-talk, because I'm like hearing those thoughts and then I'm believing them for some, and I'm like, who, like I did it to myself. Nobody did it. I don't know where along the line I gave up on myself, or I lost my faith about myself somewhere along the way. And this happened less than the last year. And I know me, because I withdraw myself from people. I need to just center myself. How I fill my cup up is to give other people, but I needed a little bit of resource to plug my source in more, because I was draining fast. But I went to see Joel Osteen, and I know some people might like him, but I really think that he's God-driven, and I'm not following him or anything. I just think he's very interesting, and I think his messages sometimes are very just loving. So I went to go see him, and there's some things that he said, and Cindy was there too. It just hit me like a light bulb went off, and I went, I just got permission to whatever this chat mind chatter is that I don't need this anymore. And it was weird. I just kind of left there feeling I'm getting busy. I'm just, and you know what? Since then, I can't tell you the high I've been on. And people that have been around me, I know you feel it too. I just feel so excited about life. I don't know where I'm headed, but I'm, like I said, God is in the driver's seat and I'm in the passenger side. And I'm just like, I don't know where we're going, but I'm going to get excited about it. I don't know, you know, I don't know how many hills we're going to hit or what's going to happen, but I'm just ready because I know that you're always taken care of no matter what, right? You just have to trust that. So, you know, and I've had quite a few things happen in my life. One, self-love about relationships. I've lost quite a few friends last year, just in the year. And I know that angels removed a few of them from my life because you know how that is. Your vibration, my vibration is really high right now and I'm excited. You know how that is. You have a few people that can't lift up and you try lifting them up. And like Millie says, like attracts like. Well, if you're not on this ride with me, you're probably not going to be around me because, or like me wanting to spend quality time with you because I'm just going places and I want you to come along, hop on my caboose because I want you with me. But if you're not ready, you have to be ready to receive love. You have to be ready for it. And I think that I look at me. Most people would think I'd never had, and I've been stuck, but I felt like a piece of chewing gum was on my shoe and I couldn't get rid of it. It was like always, why am I doing this to myself? And it was me. So I do say that right now I do feel, you know, from a few loving people, even Kimberly in my life, I have quite a few great cheerleaders in my life. I'm very grateful. And I think that this church has just changed my life through the last 10, 15, I don't even know how long. I'm not really good at time. I think it's been 15 years since I've been coming here. And I was here and then I left. And then I came back and now I'm here for good. So this is my home. This is my family. So I just wrote down a few things about self-love. So self-love means honoring our feelings and responding to those feelings. Feelings like a compass are in place to tell you whether we are at the moment faced in the direction of our true selves and that which we desire. And in the opposite direction of it, this is why its most important thing is to realize and recognize in your life is how you feel about things. If you are brave enough to make a feeling good, the number one priority in your life, other conditions in your life will simply fall into line. I like that one because that's just one way of saying, right, just keep your vibration high. I know all of you guys have heard it from Millie many times. Get out and get busy, kids. Just help somebody else out in your life that's got it worse than you, right? Because it does raise your vibration. Plus, it helps the angels come in and sweep out stuff because we're hanging on so tight to stuff sometimes, and it just takes your energy off, right? And you let them come in to clean house a little bit. Let somebody go in and clean your house. Be nice, huh? Yeah, just clean it up. But you allow them to do so. So I think the hardest thing to do is to love ourselves. I think it's just much easier to love other people. I think most of us are just, right, I think spiritual-minded people too. Most people, not all, but I think once you have what I have, the feeling I have, you just can't wait to just get out and help people. I do love most people. Kimberly always worries about me sometimes because I'll jump in stuff and just love everybody. She'll be like, whoa, 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 whoa. You don't know everybody, this attention, this and that. And I'll just be like, not that she's saying she doesn't want me to love everybody. She's just a little more cautious than I. Me, I'll just jump right in because I'll just say, we'll just see what happens. And my friendships last year, which I was mentioning before, I had one where she means the world to me and it was a lack of communication. I was hoping that she would really be able to talk to me how she really feels because I want enriched relationships in my life. Not that I want acquaintances and stuff, but I want, I don't have room in my life. I should say I have room for plenty of friends, but you know, we work hard and we're on our mission and we're doing our purpose. So sometimes it's important for you to get a really good, solid foundation of people around you that support you, right? You want people in your life to push you up, want your light to shine. And if you're not, like Kimberly does to me, she'll pull my light up and I'll pull hers. I mean, that's why Millie always says, be grateful that we have each other. And I am. And I mention her a lot and she mentions me because she's my soul sister. and as many people here that I feel so connected to and I love and are going through their stuff, and I just want to pull you up with me. But I know that your experience in your life is what you're supposed to, maybe you came to choose, maybe you chose that to come here to experience. So I try not to pull you up unless you're ready, because timing's everything too. And sometimes we don't get it the first time. So guess what's up happening is that you don't get it the first time. And it's like, I was talking to somebody at work today and I had two people I worked on. Now get this. The angel showed me, okay, they both have one bad foot and one bad hand. Guess what? Your dominant hand is given to the world. Your other hand's receiving. Guess what hand wasn't working and what foot? Yes. So I said, you know, and I have the angel messages all day long, but, and you'll get that if you get a massage by me, because I'm asked to be used for you. And the reason why the football players think my massage is different, they say this to me, it's so different. And I'm like, they get worked on by a lot of other people. And I smile and I say, cause I got a special ingredient. And they were like, huh? And I'm like, because I'm just being used for you. It's not me. It's the angels. And I know what you guys is amazing. People might have their different feelings about God, but everybody believes in angels. Everybody. You know, when you mention angels, oh. And you mention God, like, whoa, 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 whoa. What do you mean about that? And you're like, well, God, whatever that is for you, right? But I just think that's interesting, too. It's like everybody believes in angels. And I think that's amazing because, really, if everyone believes in angels and you know that they're around you, you know they're helping you. They're just waiting for you to ask. So loving yourself doesn't mean being self-absorbed or narcissistic or disregarding others. Rather, it means welcoming yourself as the most honored guest in your own heart, a guest fully of respect, a lovable companion. That's you loving you. People who show themselves self-love are filling with their own internal need. When there is abundance, they will feel no lack. So when your cup is full, how do you feel? Really great, right? They do not eat anything from others. Instead, their love spills over to others. And that's why I think I'm so excited to share with you guys tonight, because I want everybody to feel, I feel like I want to give a little piece to everybody on the vibration that I feel, because I know that if I, and I don't really need to know why I feel this way. That's the thing. We don't need to know why. We just stay in it, right? It's like sometimes we make it more than it really needs to be or have to know why. And I think that I don't really need to know why. All I know is that it feels really good and I just want to love people and I want to make a difference. So if you aren't loving yourself, you have a difficult time loving anyone, since you resent the time and energy you give to the other person that you aren't giving to yourself. This happens, I think, a lot in relationships. Wouldn't you agree? And we get in a relationship sometimes and we lose ourselves and we think, what happened? Who am I? You know, your phone rings and you think, who's calling? Or, you know what I mean? We think all this stuff and we're like, and we start being somebody that we like don't even recognize ourselves anymore. That to me is, you really need to step back and look at that, because that is not honoring you. You're living your life for somebody else. Same thing with friendships. That's why I think it's really important for you to evaluate your life. Who you're hanging out with. You know, and there are situations in our lives where we're around people that maybe we're not crazy about, right? Because, and I think those are the people that are really teaching us. Because if you got to be in a place with somebody that has low vibration, they talk about it, oh my God. You guys don't even know, today to 2 hours, I had two people who constantly told me, and I was just love, 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 love to myself, because I was like such hard energy and all they did was complain. And the angel showed me, it's okay. It's what they're claiming for their identity right now. In other words, they really need somebody to pay attention to them. Their cup is empty, right? They're like grasping on kind of thing. So I said, oh, okay, because I really don't think if you have a condition, you should walk up to somebody and say, hi, I'm so-and-so. You know what I mean? If you're constantly talking about something in your health, in your life that's unhealthy, you might want to think about what you're thinking about. Not saying that you can't tell people, right? Because you want people to know, especially they can send out loving thoughts and maybe they can care for you. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about every day of your life waking up saying, I have a thyroid condition. Nobody knows. It's, to me, it was like I tried for 6 months to do holistically, nothing out there that I found anyway. So I had to succumb to taking a little pill every day. Well, guess what? I ain't happy with that because I don't like even taking ibuprofen. But I knew that I was having heart palpitations really bad. And if I don't take this, the doctor said, you could have a heart attack. So I said, okay, this pill's not looking that bad. I think I'll take the pill. So if I don't take it, I'll say, oh, my heart's racing. Kimberly, did you take your pill? I'm like, no, kind of thing. I'm not a very good person. I try to remind myself, but not taking anything and relying on anything when you are, it's kind of different. But I know nobody will know that because I don't let it control my life. It's not, it's part of me. However I got it, I don't even worry about because I know how I got it. I was wedding planner for 12 years and my adrenals was fatigued. And I had 4 weddings going off in one day. I mean, I was the wedding planner. You see Jennifer Lopez. That was me for years. I was like, fixing, sewing, just doing whatever I needed to do. And I loved it. I was good at it. But let me tell you, it did affect my health. And I knew at that time that I wanted to change my career. The angel showed me way beforehand that if you don't step out of this, you might have a heart attack by the time you're 50. Because I'm constantly go, 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 go. I mean, I did sandwich. I'd be on the run. You know, I never took care of me. Wasn't loving me. I would work out. I do things to be healthy. And that's another thing. If you think that you're loving yourself by doing the standards of what you're doing today, maybe that's not quite working for you. Because today, 2 people said, I said, well, maybe you're not doing things enough for yourself. Oh, yes, I am, blah, blah, blah. And I said, okay, maybe they're not the right things. And they go, what do you mean by that? I go, well, if you're exercising and you're really doing too much, this sense of too much of anything, right? Maybe you're not quiet in your mind enough to pay attention to what's going on around you, that you wouldn't have stubbed your toe and broke your ankle or all different stuff like that. But anyways, I think that sometimes things come around and we're just not sure what the message is, right? But I don't know. I just, the 2 women I worked on today, I just really had, it was good practice for me to stay in a love space because I knew that it's when they were just, literally, I was supposed to start the massage in 20 minutes when the doctors looked at me and I was like, I don't know, she's just like, I was taking notes and she's just, I don't know, she's telling me what she's doing. He was like, get in there. Because, and for me, it's like somebody might think, oh, good, I only have 40 minutes to work on her. I have a lot to do. So I'm like, in there, come on, let's go. But she just, I guess for her, that was healing. She needed somebody to hear her. So I was there. And after the massage, she said, I think that this is what I need. I think this is what I need for my therapy. And I said, good. Because you think you're feeling what you need right for yourself. And that's important too. How many people have walked in a doctor before and said, I'm not sure what's going on, but something. You know something's going on, right? But you're not sure quite what it is. You go to them to try to figure it out. But you know intuitively something's not right. And I don't care if it's some kind of head thing or all of a sudden you start having asthma or allergies, whatever it is. But if you're in tune to yourself to know, caring about yourself enough to know, you will be in tune enough to know if something's quite off to go seek help. And that's another thing. Don't wait for something like that because then you create in your mind, I have this, I have that, and it could be a wart. And you've been stressing about it for 3 months and because you're afraid, right? And that's okay too. And you know what? Bless it anyway, because if it is something major, maybe the angels are trying to get in there to get rid of it before it becomes something big, right? You have an opportunity. So one other thing I want to share too is, so how does self-help help others, right? So everything is energy. Emotions, thoughts, intentions, and actions are energy. Everything you think and feel can pick up energetically by others. Even when you're not speaking or acting, your self-love can be felt by others. People will find themselves drawn to you. How many times you've been somewhere just in an odd place and someone just tells you a life story? We've all had that happen and wonder, what is going on? But then you're like happy to be there for that person. Your self-love can comfort or heal others who may be feeling or self-loathing. Your positive feelings are transmitted in powerful and sometimes subtle ways. You can make a difference in the lives of others when you love yourself. So the old saying, you must love yourself first, is energetically and spiritually true. This is how love, healing, wisdom are transmitted throughout the world. Self-love can change the world. Being of service when you are elevated to state is a blessing to all. Doesn't that feel nice? So here are some of the things that you can help with self-love. And this is just mine, that you take what feels right for you. So, because some of them are really simple. One is mindfulness. Be in the moment. Honor how you are feeling, what you are thinking, and what you need right here and now. So not tomorrow, not yesterday. But think about where you are right now and think about what do I need right now? What, you know, what do I want to see happen in my life? But sometimes we're too busy. Like Millie always, you know, sorry, Millie, for mentioning your name 1,000 times, but, you know, I love you dearly. But I think that, you know, she always says, you know, when it comes to not quieting ourselves down, a lot of times we're not quiet enough to hear the angels, you know. Not talking about your vibration. I'm talking about just kind of stopping in your day. Like, they use signs, right? Feathers, or you might see numbers or whatever, but they're really trying really hard. So I think number one is, like, really powerful, because if you can just stop through your day and think, stop and smell the flowers, you know, and not saying you can't be busy, but just try to pay attention a little bit around you, because I think you'll see, like, the angels have really been trying really hard, especially if you've been asking, which I think most of us really do ask now that we know to ask, right? So self-care. Take a note of what you really need. Do you need a break? Do you need to pray, meditate? Do you need a drink to eat? Are you sleeping enough? Does your body need to move in some way? What needs to change in this moment? How about goal setting? And this is when you awaken to a desire to live from self-love, you will find new ideas brewing. Make a self-love priority list. This includes anything from being less judgmental of others, not engaging in gossip, starting something fun, exploring new career opportunities. Yay! Who knew? That's a really scary one, huh? Step out of something old and you're like, ah. But okay, so engage in spiritual practices. Love that one. Find new relationships, friendships, social groups, volunteering, committing to meeting a regular mentor, life coach, therapist like George. Somebody that actually really just is walking the spiritual path. I really think we need to start hanging out with like-minded people, too. People that we can really talk to about this stuff, you know? People that we can be open to about spirituality, what we're going through. Because it's hard when you meet people and you can't kind of talk about things, right? You're like, oh, I need church. I need somebody there that I can really talk to. It's a whole different level, right? It's a whole different ballgame, I think, sometimes. But so how about positive affirmations? Have I had that critical voice practicing saying to yourself, not nice things or negative things, and you need to bring in the I am, which is you are right now. So I am very powerful. You're and believed to be the name for the highest power, which many call God. So what is true of your God is true of you, because you speak of the divine source. So you can say many things, I am, and that's one way to raise your vibration. How about a gratitude list? Just being grateful for what you do have, because when you're grateful for the little things, big things are really big in your life. And, you know, and thank them for the beautiful physical being that you are, that the love that you are. Thank them for the joy that you have in your life. Thank them that you have, if you have a beautiful voice, whatever gifts you are, too, be thankful for those things. This is my favorite one. I know it's going to be yours, too. Maintain connection with your spirit. Pay attention to your values, priorities, those people and conditions that make your life worth living. Make decisions from your inner guidance rather than from society, conditioning, or other opinions of others. I like that saying when it says that what other people say is none of your business. Mm-hmm. Kind of cute, huh? Because you're like, what? Communicate with spiritual guides and guardians. If you believe in angels, yay, ascended masters and guardian spirits, spend time each day being a loving channel to receive their guidance by letting them know of your openness in all forms of love, including and especially self-love. So if you're really hard on that, that's what I've been working on. I've been praying, saying, okay, really help me. Take me by the hand and show me how this is done, because I'm a really good giver and I've been practicing my receiving button. And I really feel like that's why my vibration is so high, is because I'm getting to the point where I'm getting it. Hello? Not easy, though. And then the last one is spend time in quiet solitude. So when you do get to visit with yourself and you slow down your thoughts and your life, you can, like, what ideas of this would be out in nature, gardening, hiking, just the ocean, whatever you're drawn to, right? Kind of give you a sense, daydream, maybe even keeping a journal for writing down your thoughts. So in closing, you know, be kind to everyone, especially yourself, you know, because you can't give to anybody else if you've got nothing to give. When you discover something that nurtures your soul and brings you joy, care and love yourself enough to make room for it in your life. Everything. So anything that brings you joy or happiness. When you see this as yourself, which is love, which is part of God, and fall in love with what you see everything and everyone else in the same glorious light. So we'll let your light shine. Thank you for this time.